holiday movies come in all shapes and sizes, from Miracle on 34th Street to The Nightmare Before Christmas. But there have not been a lot of films that upend holiday expectations quite so much as Anna and the Apocalypse. Critic Bob Mondello says it's a high school Christmas musical with, you know, zombies.
Anna's dad is driving her and her best buddy John to Little Haven High when the alerts first come over the car radio.
Further updates now on the unfolding global crisis. Reports of mass infection continue to come in.
Anna and John barely notice because they have other things on their minds. Anna's decided to take a gap year but hasn't told her dad about it yet. John's developed a crush on Anna but hasn't told her about it yet. In short, we're in Pretty in Pink Breakfast Club territory, but in small town Scotland with self-aware, movie-aware song.
What was I thinking? This is Disney, Disney. I'm way off script and losing the plot. Things don't work out that way. I'm not McConaughey turning the charm on, calling the shots.
This is John musing to himself in the crowded school cafeteria.
I'm starting to realize sometimes the nice guys don't always get the girl.
Cause no one ever tells you when you're young.
Kids join him, pounding on tables.
Love's not like the books and films or the songs.
Also jumping on chairs, swinging trays around, we're in High School Musical territory now.
We're tired of pretending. There's no such thing as a Hollywood ending.
If there were such a thing as a Hollywood ending, it would be seriously compromised by the presence of zombies, and they show up overnight. But Anna's got her headphones on as she heads out her front door and is somehow looking the other way as bodies fall from second-story windows and her neighbors battle flesh eaters.
Hey, it's a brand new day.
This puts us in Shaun of the Dead territory, right? Teenagers always miles away, no? Dreaming of a bright future that seems a little dimmer to Anna when her after-school boss at the local bowling alley starts acting strangely.
Mrs. Hinsman?
Happily, the kids are resourceful. Bowling balls are good for bashing heads, pool cues for skewering, and even the school bully proves useful for once.
Ladies, why don't you get behind me?
Anna thinks this guy's a jerk, but he is handy with a metal bat. As the filmmakers skip from genre to genre, this High School Musical zomcom is exuberant fun, and although it's a little less so when it settles firmly into the zombie genre just past the halfway mark, it stays decently buoyant even as characters you've come to like start falling by the wayside. Anna and the Apocalypse is dedicated to the memory of Ryan McHenry, on whose short film it's based. He co-scripted and was going to direct, but died of cancer at 27 before he got the chance. Cut down in his prime, as are many of his characters, but reportedly joking to the end.
Oh no.
What?
Justin Bieber's a zombie.
If you're looking for polish or sophistication from Anna and the Apocalypse, you're chomping on the wrong neck. But the songs are bouncy, the performance is fresh, and the gore, happily, not in any way related to real life. You gotta love that. I'm Bob Mondello.